sound check. We're streaming right now, and you don't even got the audio levels up.
There we go. All right, now we're loud. Thank you.
All right, everyone. You're listening to Default Radio with Lucky 65 and our engineer over there, Doug.
Episode 35, July 23rd, on Friday at fucking 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, just like how it's always been.
That's true.
I don't understand. What's with the 5,000 IMs? Oh, is there going to be a show tonight? Every week.
Every week there's been a show for the past how many Fridays since, what, November 2003?
I don't know. It's been quite a few months, after 6 months, so it's been over 6 months.
Jesus. But, yeah, I'm just joined here with my engineer here, Doug, tonight. I don't got any guests. So we're going to try and blow through this. It's probably going to be another one of those fucking shows.
Yeah, well, we got some stuff to talk about in the world of telecom.
Oh, really? What do you have to talk about?
I had some voice issues you were going to talk about. You're like, we got to talk about this shit on default. I'm like, oh, okay.
I got a couple news stories. I Havoc sent us again. I got to applaud Havoc. He's been sending us pretty much our content for the show. He wanted me to say something. Let me go back there. What was he saying up here at the top of the email? Okay. Oh, yeah, he wanted to explain to the listeners from the last episode. I guess he sent us an email. I thought I said this, but he sent us like five emails, and the fifth one finally got through, but I never read it on the air. And he kept bitching me out. He's like wanting me to read this on the air. Well, I'm sorry, Havoc, but I don't have the email. You sent it to 1111 at Default Radio. I don't check that email. Doug supervises it. Supposedly he pasted it to me on AIM. I don't have a log of it. I don't think
Doug has it. You on AIM, and I actually do think that you did mention that on the last week's episode.
Yeah, I thought I mentioned it on last week's episode. Maybe I'm smoking crack. Maybe our listeners can tell us, but as far as I'm concerned, this is an old issue. However,
let me explain how 1111 at default works. All right, there was two people that had access to it, which was me and Decoder, and now fucking I have access to it because Lucky, he doesn't log into it. I gave him the password a million times before in the past when we used to use Linux Mail. He would never log into it. He'd be like, "What's the password for that? I don't really know." He's like, "I never logged into this shit." He's like, "Oh yeah, I did."
I don't want to deal with our listener shit. I let you deal with that, Doug. You're my filter guy, man. You're the screener. That's what you're there for. So I don't have to get harassed by our listeners. hold on. Royal's messaging me.
Hey, come on, get on the show.
He's all, what's going on with Default Radio? Is it being canceled? What kind of question is that? Doug, are you canceling this shit on me?
I like how you just read the IM right on the open. Yo, what's Royal's, IM your Royal screen name because I want to get him on the show.
Okay, hold on.
I don't want to IM him. We'll talk about that later at the end of the episode. We got to get into some news and all that other bullshit.
Yeah, definitely. But
July 23rd, yada yada yada. Fucking.
Yeah, I just IM'd it to you. But I still wanted to. I don't want to get all off topic here. We got shit to talk about tonight, like DEF CON and some of these news articles and some voice over IP stuff that Havoc had sent me that I think is really cool. I haven't really, really looked into it. I just looked into it about 30 minutes before the show. Because I got a call 30 minutes before that when I wanted to go over the show notes. Not like we have show notes. I'm just referring to Havoc's email again. But anyways, I just wanted to remain on topic here with Havoc's email. Since last time he sent us some emails from an ASCOM payphone, and I thought maybe our listeners, since we don't have any listeners in Poland except maybe Havoc. Or maybe Havoc's friends, I don't know. I thought maybe our listeners here in the U.S. would like to know what this Poland payphone looks like. And Havoc went out there and took some pictures, And he's got it up on his website at www.freak, that's P-H-R-E-A-K, dot CAD, C-A-D, dot P-L, for Poland, I guess, / ASCOM, A-S-C-O-M.
Poland, I guess.
What? I don't know what country that is.
Didn't we have default.31337.pl? I wonder if that's still up.
I have no idea. I didn't know we had a... I didn't know we had a default radio website in Poland.
Yeah, it was default.31337.pl. I'm getting a PHP error, though, so maybe... Oh, too many connections, whatever that's all about. I didn't know we could have connections.
Maybe we don't.
That's not the actual website. Hold on, let me go to defaultradio.com.
Oh, I was like, maybe we do have listeners in Poland. Yeah.
Of course
Sorry.
We do. I showed you the stats. We get more from Poland than the UK or whatever. We get fucking America, Poland, Canada, UK, and some other shit that I, like, didn't even know, like, people existed out there.
Wow. I wasn't even aware.
Internet out there from other places I saw.
Now, another thing about Poland, Havoc keeps IMing us, and he's asking us why we don't do two-hour shows, like, stream on the DDP after Ant Radio. Well, for one, the DDP has remained on Icecast for God knows how long. I wish Voodoo Hal would just, like, get his head out of his ass so we could actually stream on there.
Okay, all right, Lucky, you're a little confused here. It's not Voodoo Hal's fault. The Icecast server works perfectly fine. The problem is I'm a noob, and I don't know how to stream to an Icecast server. I'm having some kind of encoder lame MP3 error or some shit, even though my fucking thing works goddamn fine. And I'm so, like, I've been using Shoutcast for years. I'm so used to Shoutcast because it's so simple and easy to use. Icecast, though, they have so many of these different third-party applications for WinApp. I got no idea what the fuck I'm doing. I mean, I can figure out how to configure a server and shit, but when it comes to, you know, the encoders and all that other crap, I keep getting these errors and glitches. And Voodoo Hal was kind enough to try to help me last night, but I had to fucking reinstall Windows and other shit and format my hard drive. And
well, fine. You're a noob. Whatever. The point is, we can't stream to it. Okay? I'm not gonna go out and figure out how to stream to it. I'm not the fucking engineer. So, point is, we can't stream to it. Voodoo Hal, put Shoutcast back on there. No,
just fucking email me how to fucking use it or something. Somebody.
That too.
Havoc wasn't even mentioning DDP. All he was saying was just do a show on the hour. You can understand with the radio limitations and just. For people that download the show, go for it more. But you know the thing is, even if when we get back on DDP Radio, I don't think we're going to go over an hour because we haven't really gone over an hour except with like episode 23, and I think there was another episode that we did when we went over an hour when we started going on Rant Radio because there's just really, you really want to hear this for more than 1 hour. You really want to hear this, period. But you really want to hear this for more than 1 hour?
Really? Right now we have a lack of content. Our content right now is relying on Havoc, which, I mean, shouts to him, but, you know, we got a lot of things to do here.
The only reason why the show is going right now is because of Havoc, because you're sending us in content, you know, because we're doing other shit during the week, you know, we're doing whatever, Lucky's looking for a job, we're fucking filming for bullshit, you know, we're getting ready for DEF CON, you know. Default Radio has not really been that much of a priority. By the way, Royal's going to be coming on soon.
Oh, Royal's going to be coming on. Okay.
Yeah, he has nothing to talk about, but, you know, I told him he could throw 2 cents in once in a while. So.
Yeah. He's kind of entertaining sometimes. I think it'll add to the show a little bit.
Wait. Shit. What the hell is this number? I forget. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Do I have to paste you your own phone number back?
Never mind. No, I gave him the right one. I thought I got the wrong NPA.
Okay. All right.
In the news.
Anyway, yeah, in the news. In other news. Anyways, Havoc was also talking about that he was surprised that you can't get the time in Poland and other parts of the U.S. So here is a link for a reliable source for time. I guess just this would be like time.gov, except it's worldtimeserver.com and also worldtimeserver.com/time.aspx. ?PL will get you the time in Poland. That's pertinent information you sometimes need to know, like when we're about to call up Havoc and harass him, We need to know what time it is before before we call them.
Dude, this is so funny. Bell's Mind just messaged me.
Bell's Mind messaged you?
The bot messaged me, and he's like, the Bell's Mind bot just messaged me. He's like, it's like, yo. And I'm like, hey, baby, here to tell me more about NPA lookups. And he's like, no, it's not Siri.
Oh, man.
All right. Royal.
And Royal's here. I have just entered.
Royal has entered the conference. All right, Royal. Well, you know what? Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself there, Royal, just coming on the conference all sneaky and stealth-like.
Well, let's see. I've been on the show a couple of times before, but basically, I don't know, I was online a minute ago, and I finally got my computer working. I just got a laptop, so I figured I'd join the show. Mostly.
Oh, really? What kind of laptop did you get?
It's a Comtac. It's running XP. And
it's a com crap, huh?
Yeah, it's a com crap. Hey, at least I have something at home now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. How fast is it? Give us a little bit more specs here, man.
That is something I have to find out. I just got
didn't you buy this thing?
I didn't buy it, no, unfortunately.
Oh, I see. So you just sort of acquired it.
I just acquired it tonight.
In a sense.
Yeah.
I see. All right. So you're just gonna sit around and basically listen to us do our show and throw in your two cents every now and then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. It was kind of a sudden thing, and we'll see what happens based on the topics that are discussed here on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I got to give out some shouts to Darcy. Just out of nowhere, there. Go to her website at labmistress.com. And sign up on her boards, and tell her that I need to be a moderator. Yes, excellent. My plan is in effect. Oh wait,
you go on Darcy's forums, but you don't even go on the DDP forums.
No, I go on the DDP forums now. I am a board whore. Goddamn it.
Okay. So have you finally left those 2,600 alt-out freaking news groups yet?
No. I still go on the news groups. Who just called it?
Whoa. Everyone fears my leap skills.
Oh, God. How did I know it would be someone like Bell's Mind?
Yeah, your mom.
That's not Theory, by the way, for anyone who didn't recognize the voice.
Yeah, I've been working for the past couple of days and haven't been out of touch. So now I'm back.
Nice, yeah, actually, I've been trying to get in contact with you. I got to talk to you about Con after the show.
Oh, Jesus.
Hotel Res is, it's getting there. It's booked, but it's not exactly what you think.
Oh.
Let's just say.
Tell our audience
mind,
where we're staying.
No, we're not going to tell our audience where we're staying. However, not Theory, the place that we were going to be staying on Saturday... we'll be staying at on Sunday. Okay?
Okay.
And on Saturday, we got a suite somewhere else.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, now you are fearing.
Yeah, we'll get the details of that in a little bit.
Yes, so we'll talk about that a little bit after the show. I don't want to bore our listeners with random hotel staying and such.
You keep promising news and you...
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just jumping like back and forth. I'm talking about Darcy's boards, which are pretty cool. I'm telling you, you guys got to sign up for that shit and demand that you put a telecom thread in there. Oh man, is my voice echoing again? Hello?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like it's echoing to me.
All right, fine. All right, back to the telecom news. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Havoc sent me a link at freak.cad.pl/root.rm, and I guess it's something about there's going to be speaking payphones. I haven't listened to it yet, however, because I don't like Real Media Player. However, I did install this alternative Real Media Player, which he gave me a link to, and... it doesn't have any of the spyware or anything like that, so I'm actually going to listen to that Real Media Player, or that Real Media WAV file off the air. However, if you want the alternative Real Player, you can download that at tinyurl.com. /6, V as in Virgin, U as in Union, D as in David, X as in X-ray. You know, it doesn't have any spyware and shit. I kind of hate Real Media Player myself. Anyways, where was it going with this? I guess I'll get right into these news topics that Havoc has sent us. The first one, which I kind of skimmed through them. Havoc, I'm not putting every single one of your news topics on the show. He emailed me about this. I'm sorry. But some of them, I use my discretion. If it sounds cool, I'll air it. But if it's kind of boring, I kind of skip over it. So I'm sorry.
You're always giving Havoc a hard time, man. He's just trying to help out.
No, I understand that he's trying to help out. But I'm just trying to let him know, you know, this is our show. We're going to run it how we want to run it. And thanks.
I'm just trying to give you a hard time now. Don't worry.
And I understand that. And thanks for the free content, Havoc. We love you. Okay. Now then, inmates get free phone calls back. Apparently in Edmonton, inmates at the Edmonton Remand Center don't have to call collect when trying to reach their lawyers or loved ones, a court has ruled. A new phone system at the center required that all phone calls, even local ones, be collect. Each call would cost the person at the other end $1.85. The idea was prisoners couldn't harass or menace people from the remand center because the person being called could reject. Solicitor General Spokesman David Bray said, I did not read that right whatsoever. I meant a person at the other end could reject the call and not accept the charges, according to this general spokesman. A group of lawyers thought this was reducing the ability of some inmates to contact lawyers or contact witnesses to make bail in order to put a defense together, Bray said. And the judge ruled that particular part of the system contravenes a section of Charter of Rights. The judge suggested modifying the system, Bray said, adding that the Solicitor General is also considering an appeal of the ruling. The Solicitor General Department plans to install the phone system in all remand centers in the province.
Okay, so now wait a second. They get free calls wherever they want to call.
Well, I guess this is standard practice in Canada.
All right, what we need to do is we need to find out how we can mail these prisoners in Edmonton. We'll mail them a couple bucks, and we'll have them scan for us. That's it. It started. Prisonerscanproject.org. There we go. We'll give them $5 for every 1,000 block or something that they scan. I don't know.
Prisoners scan for bellsmine.net.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, corporations can exploit prison labor, so can I.
That's true. That is very true. Another article that was sent in is about phone calls delaying a trial. This is apparently, it says, Leonard Oldwin, lawyer for Begoria Wergande, told a judge, Judge Mike Nail, with jurors waiting outside the courtroom, that he had just learned prosecutors arranged for jailers to secretly record 40 specific telephone calls the prosecution's star witness made from the Solano County Jail. Oldwin wanted to listen to these tape-recorded calls made by Diana Woods, whose testimony last week portrayed Wergande as the killer of Marvin C. Sims. Nail agreed to a one-day delay in the trial and sent jurors home without explanation. So apparently this guy's just delaying the trials with phone calls. Let's see. Ah, damn it. That story was kind of boring, but I threw it in there for you, Havoc. Oh, here's a good story. This is about a wireless module that disables your mobile phone when it's lost. What if you have vital information in your cell phone, particularly e-wallet service, and if you lose a cell phone, others can get your information? Well, not anymore. The Japanese venture firm Superware Co. Limited has created a wireless module which can disable your wireless phone if it is separated from you. How does this work? The new wireless module is typically used in pairs. A module is installed in the device which would disable the phone when distance widens between the other module that would be kept in your pocket or a keychain. As a result, the communication between the two devices will become impossible. This device operates on a frequency band of 300 megahertz and has been patented in Japan and the United States. The source of that article was Mobile Magazine or MobileMag.com.
What happens now is when you lose your keys, your phone stops working.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yep. And when you lose your phone, your keys stop working.
There you go.
Oh, wait, never mind. But yeah. Should be pretty annoying.
Yeah, that sounds like a big bad piece of crap.
Really? I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool, man.
You know something? As often as I lose my keys, my phone would get shut off all the time, and I'd be frustrated all the time.
I'm sorry
to
hear.
Stop losing your fucking keys. Well, not as easy as you think.
Yeah.
I'm just a noob.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you lose your keys all the time. You know, one time when accident was over here.
God.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even lose my keys. I went outside without my keys and accident turned the little doorknob. I know I've told this story on the air before.
Oh,
I'm telling it again. Accident had turned the little doorknob so that it would lock behind me, and this is accident had already gone home by now. So I went outside to get the mail. Came back.
Use your foot as a key.
Yeah, I had to, exactly. I used brute force dot foot.
Oh my god.
That's right.
Circumvented a security device. It's probably against the DMCA.
Yeah, that's possible.
Oh my god, they're gonna start outlawing feet.
Outlawing feet. That is correct. Oh man. Okay, this is another new story here from the Watford Observer. It says two of Chorleywood's six payphones have been earmarked for removal after phone giant BT announced they were being run at a loss. Following a review of the payphones by BT, it was decided that two should be ripped out. The movie is part of a national scheme to cut back on public phones. Oh, move. Shit, I'm so dyslexic. Okay. The move is part of a national scheme to cut back on public phones because of an increase in mobile phone ownership. According to BT, the number of calls made from BT payphones has halved since the past 3 years. Chorleywood Parish Councillor Leonard Spencer said the council would be writing to BT to object the proposed removal. Of the six payphones in Chorleywood Parish, one is loss-making. BT are proposing to remove two payphones within the parish. The first in Lower Road is to be removed as there is another payphone within 100 meters at Whitelands Avenue. The second is at the junction of Parkfield and Rixmanworth Road. Mr. Spencer said the central one and the lower road needed for social reasons. There are a number of people in the area without telephones, and also it is used as a pick point for people coming off the train. He said the other phone near the junction 18 of the motorway was often used by motorists. People protesting those payphone removals, man. Get a cell phone. Just get a cell phone already.
Even if you have no service, just get a cell phone, charge the battery up, you can call 911. There you go.
That's true. Yep.
Have you guys heard about this? I don't know if this is news or not. I don't know if you guys already covered it before I got on, but Verizon offering voice over IP service?
We have not covered that. And our main man, Doug, over there, who's our VoIP expert who tries out all these VoIP services, was supposed to place a call to Verizon today. I was wondering if you did that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, really? You know, I had another question for you, Doug, since we're on the subject of you. Did you happen to go pick up your birth certificate so we can fly?
Why are you dropping out my dog's birth certificate if I have one?
Hey, I'm just...
Oh, my God. The listeners now know that Doug was born.
Now know that I'm born. That's fucked up, Lucky.
Look for a guy in California who was born. That's Doug.
God damn it. Now I'm pissed.
It's all over.
I gotta beat that out for the download.
Oh, my God. Come on, Doug.
Where do you get Verizon's fucking VoIP all the way to birth certificate? Where does that come from?
That comes from the fact that you were supposed to do two things this week. One was to get the story on Verizon. Two was to get your fucking birth certificate so we can get the death on.
Let me tell you something, Dad. I'm not supposed to do shit for you. I can fucking call Verizon if I want to. Secondly, don't worry about the birth certificate. It's covered.
All right, man. I'm just saying. I don't want to get on that plane and like be like, where's Doug? Yeah.
That's okay. You're only driving me to the airport. I'm not going to take the same flight as you.
You're going to be hauled off by Homeland Security and all kinds of other shit. It's going to be great.
I'm white. They won't look at me.
Oh,
my God. He was born, he lives in California, and he's white. Everyone's got your back. Anyway, enough with Doug's docs. There's no information about this Verizon service at all, really.
The only thing I heard was that when they were going to start it out, it was going to be part of the DSL modem. Like, they were going to offer DSL and VoIP. And then I'm hearing from Lucky in some news article that it's, like, going to be a second line when you get DSL. Like, you have to keep your main line as well, and I don't really see the point of that. So I don't know what the hell they're doing. That's why I was going to call them. I don't see it on their website.
Yeah, no, I only see it. I just did a Google search for news.google.com for phone, and this is the first thing that came up. And, yeah, it looks like it's $40 a month. It's only available in 33 states. But I think Verizon only does business in 33 states, so not really a problem. And they say they're offering it as an alternative to customers who have left us. We're going to be very competitive on price, except that they're $10 a month more expensive than everybody else.
Yeah, and the fact that you still have to keep your landline. I don't understand why Verizon does that.
Verizon for your home, VoIP. A powerful new way to communicate, coming soon from Verizon. Verizon Voice over IP, which stands for VoIP, will give you a native new way to get more with your broadband connection. You'll be able to use your connection to make and receive phone calls, enjoy the most popular calling features and advanced web features. When will it be available? Let us know, and you'll be notified by way of email, blah, blah, blah. I want to see the features.
Here's the thing I don't get, though, is why they still want you to keep your regular phone
DSL. When I was reading another news article, they were saying you don't even have the landline. What you do is when you get your DSL, they just have a fucking port for your phone. So it's like DSL on phone, but it's VoIP. It's not a real phone.
All right, man, because I'm hearing that it's going to be a second phone line is what they're marketing it as, at least.
Let's see here.
I don't want to hear any shit about, you need a phone line to have DSL.
Scheduled call forwarding, that's pretty leak. Like, you can set up a schedule as to when your calls are going to be forwarded to different numbers. I think that's pretty awesome.
Let's look at how does it work diagram and see the picture here.
Oh, my God, it's going to be retarded.
To use Verizon VoIP, you will need Verizon Online DSL or another broadband connection. So that means you don't have to have their crappy service, their crappy DSL to fucking use it, which is good. Regular household telephone, which would be fucking a phone. Router and a telephone adapter, which was probably what they'd give you.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, their VoIP setup has about 10,000 wires in it. It's surprising that it doesn't, like, scare people away.
Dude, this thing is, like, till your modem, to the router, to this thing, go to the phone, to that computer, to that laptop.
They have a diagram? They have a diagram? I'm so stealing that for our DEF CON presentation.
Oh, my God.
A lot of those diagrams around there. I think Vonage has one on their website.
Communicate in a whole new way. Pick your own area code. BFD. Big fucking deal. Everyone's doing it.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, but you know what I see it on with Verizon? When there's probably going to be shit in the mail when people that have Verizon are in Verizon territory. They're going to be like, holy shit, this is fucking cheap as hell, because they probably don't know a thing about Vonage or any of those other VoIP providers yet, you know? The only real telco company to actually do VoIP before Verizon was AT&T, which fucking sucks a lot of ass.
Yeah.
Skype is actually planning on offering per-minute calling services. Did you cover that?
No, we didn't. I did not know about that.
Yeah, I just saw something about it today, and I have absolutely no information, so it's a terrible segue into information about it. But, yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's here's the prizes with Verizon. It's called Verizon Voice Wing.
Voice Wing
is the name of the service.
Wing, like the lady from New Zealand who sings, that Asian lady?
Yeah, that wing. As a matter of fact, there's probably a picture of her on the website. As
she probably does the theme song, that's why.
$29.95 a month.
For the first 6 months, though.
$29.95 a month, which is pretty much the same price as Vonage.
Yep. But it's $29.95 a month for the first 6 months. Then it goes up to $39.95 a month.
Let's see here. Three-way calling, caller ID, voicemail with email notification, enhanced call forwarding. Canada is 3 cents a minute. UK is 4 cents a minute.
That's Verizon for you.
It's cheaper than voice plus with international rates, but Vonage and Packet 8 still have lower international rates by like a couple of cents. So that's no big deal.
Don't even talk about Packet 8. And if we're going to get into international, then I might as well go into the story that I was going to talk about, which is Lingo.com. That's Lingo.com, which offers unlimited long distance to the United States, Canada, and Western Europe, and in-network minutes, of course, just like every other voice service. But Western Europe is included in their unlimited long distance for $19.95 a month.
Whoa.
The first 3 months are free. So even if they have some little back-ass thing where they're going to try and say you're using too much minutes, even though it's quote unlimited, you got 3 months to try this out. And if they don't bitch during those 3 months, I don't think they got any right to bitch after that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to order this right now.
Yep. Lingo.com, $19.95 a month, 3 months free, unlimited to the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe. Oh, my God. Not Theory is going to be war dialing all over Europe.
Oh, they have that click to dial shit with Verizon.
Oh, by the way, Skype. I just found something about it on the web, and they say preliminary prices are 12 euro cents per minute for calls to North America, Western Europe, China, and Australia, with higher rates for other countries and mobile phones. I don't know why anybody would ever use it. Skype is garbage.
I see.
That just makes no sense to me.
Yeah. I don't even know what a euro cent is, but I think it's like, isn't it like 2 cents is a euro cent or something?
It's like a cent and a half, I think, is one. Or 1.2 cents is 1 euro.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that's a load of crap. That's 24 cents a minute almost. Maybe probably 18 cents, but still. It's a lot of money. It's crap. But, yeah, this Lingo thing looks pretty nice. I'm liking it. It also has an $80 a month unlimited international. I'm sure there's some countries like the Christmas Islands that they probably wouldn't let you call with the unlimited international $80 a month.
Yeah.
But I'm still liking unlimited $19.95 a month, Western Europe included in that. You can't beat that with a stick. 3 months free. And there was another VoIP provider that also offers unlimited international. And, of course, my shell just died, so I have to log back in to read Havoc's email. All right, hold on 1 second. Oh, Jesus, there's like 80 windows open.
They have, like, Verizon has, like, star 66, star 69. They have, like, some of the features you can do by the phone as well. Looks like it's just a fucking Verizon phone, but it's VoIP.
Well, of course. That's the only way you can market it, man. They're marketing to the sheeple. You gotta understand that.
They
okay.
have directory assistance and E911, it looks like, too.
Nice. Okay, here's the other free unlimited international was Infonex.com, Infonex.com, Infonex. And I forgot what their rates are, so hold on 1 second. I'm going to go over there. Let's see. Jesus, where's their products and services? Okay. Jesus. Oh, there it is. Okay. Worldwide, 20 countries, unlimited international, is $40 a month at Infonex.com. And there's also Worldwide 20 Plus, which offers three other countries for $44.95 a month, unlimited international. So voice over IP is definitely cutting the cost on all this shit, man. I mean, not theory. Are you going to order this shit? Or I want to see you war dialing all over Europe. Instead of you backpacking through Europe, just war dial through it, my friend.
Yep, I'm actually halfway through the sign-up process right now. By the way, your first month's bill is $40 because they charge you an activation fee, and they charge you for the equipment and shipping.
I see. You can't use your own equipment? There's not a place for you to use your own, like, Supra device or something?
No.
No? Okay, so it's $40, and then you get 2 months free, I guess, right? Well, three months, but you have to pay the $40, so I guess that's why they give you 3 months free, because you're only really getting, like, a month free, because they're getting the $19.95 for the first 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well, okay.
That is just eyeing me, like, breaking news, Paris Hilton breaks up with Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. She's now single.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
I told Natif Hilton will probably be in Vegas, and I'll probably bang her. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I told Natif. He didn't believe me.
Keep living in a fantasy world, Lucky.
Dude. All right. We'll
see.
By the
way, the Yankees win, I guess, according to Code Monkey.
Really?
He wants not there to make sure that the Yankees win.
How am I going to do this?
Because he knows that you hate you're not a fan of Yankee fans or something.
I got nothing wrong with the Yankees. I just don't like sports. I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
well, I'm not a sport guy either. I'm like, you know, some sports are fun and all, but I don't get into sports. You know, the only sport I'd probably like really get into is bowling. That's just because it's fun.
Yeah, I thought we already went over this with not theory, just not caring about sports and everything.
Yep, unless we get scanning into the Olympics, you know, I'm not really all about sports.
Yes, that would be right. You know, I think the Olympics should have two new entries, two new categories, the Olympian of scanning, and there should also be one. What the hell are you laughing about, Doug?
I'm laughing.
All right, then.
You're mistaking me with someone else that's laughing.
I see. Well, anyways, they should also make social engineering a sport.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then you could social engineer the gold medal back from the person who won it.
Okay.
That would be a sport right there.
Just so you guys get a heads up on this, when you sign up for this Lingo thing, it asks you in the very last step,
what's your social security number?
No. Supply your emergency calling service address. The address where emergency personnel will be directed to in case of an emergency.
Okay, so they just want your physical address so that if you dial 911, that's what they'll see, right?
Yeah, we're going to have some fun with this. No, I'm not going to prank call 911. I'm just going to give them fake information. See if they
okay, all right. I cannot condone the actions of Knot Theory. But yes. What?
Have we fucking talked about MCI's IP relay on AIM?
You know what? We didn't. That's what I wanted to talk about on...
Code Monkey brought that up, and I don't remember if we brought that up or not.
That's right. That's what I wanted to talk about on last week's show, and thank you very much, Code Monkey. I forgot the screen name. Does he have the screen name?
Yeah, he gave me it for MCI's and the hands-on relay, both of them.
Okay. Now you can, this is a freaker's dream, you can TTY from AIM.
A fucking moron's dream, not a freaker's dream. Dude,
every phone freak wants to place a TTY call through their AOL Instant Messenger screen name.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. There's nothing like when the lady who takes the harassing call, I'm sorry, the TTY call, and at the end of the night, after she gets off shift, comes home and comes on AIM and just bitches you out. Great. But
Wait. Did this really happen?
No.
That would be hilarious. She writes down your screen name on a sticky note, puts it in her pocket, and when she goes home, she starts, like, warning you.
This is a fictional story, Doug. But, I just thought it would be great. But anyways, what are those screen names for our listeners?
All right, for MCI's IP relay, it's My IP Relay would be the screen name, MYIPRELAY.
Okay.
And then for the hands-on relay, it's HOVRSIM.
You want to phonetically spell that for our listeners there, Doug?
H as in Hank. O as in Oprah, V as in Victor, R as in Roberto, S as in sexy. I forgot where it is. Oh, I as in intelligent, M as in moron.
I see. I as an idiot, Doug.
Wait, we were on a bridge one time and I was doing like K as in something, but it could have been spelled with a C as well or something. I forget what it was. There was some joke about that where you say it phonetically, but you just say it as if it was a different letter.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That joke kind of fails when you're trying to explain it on default radio. But, okay, I think I only have one more news story here, and then we're just going to waste away the next 15 minutes. It's going to be great. Not there. You breaking out the booze yet?
No, not yet. I had beer for breakfast, so I got to lay low for a little while.
Oh, I see. Well, then. Anyways, I guess I should get through this news story. Who could be so hung up on phoning home? This is from what the hell is this from? Oh, HamptonRoads.com. It's by Jackie Eckhart from the Virginian pilot. When my husband deploys, a great ship to shore week means emails don't go through for more than a day. A fabulous ship to shore week means my husband burns up his calling card minutes saying I miss you 337 consecutive times. But according to Navy phone bills discovered recently by the General Accounting Office, 337 I miss you calls are strictly for amateurs. Investigators found bills for 52 calls in a single month that lasted for longer than 24 hours. They also found calls originating in different locations and lasting for 4 days, 10 days, and even 12 days. 12-day phone calls? What kind of sailor has 12 days to sit by the phone? Even the kind of sailor who commits a grand theft phone call might have trouble coming up with a homeboy who has 12 hours worth of stuff to talk about. For some men, 12 days represents the entire lifetime allotment of talking minutes. Sorry. Well, you know, I gotta say, Doug, you've played some 12-day phone calls before, haven't you?
Yeah, by leaving the phone off the hook.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you're actually talking to anyone. These are Navy phone freaks calling up milliwatts.
They probably had packet 8 and accidentally, like, the DTA got restarted and then just kept their call on the whole time.
Well, actually, I was just going to get through that. This thought must have been occurred to investigators and the phone company too. Since the billing was discovered, it was determined that some of the phone calls were due to circuit malfunctions, and adjustments were duly made. The GAO watchdogs used this opportunity to snap the Navy on its shabby accounting practices. The Navy used this opportunity to resolve to review its invoices more closely and to handle on calling card fraud, waste, and abuse. Military families use this opportunity to fantasize about getting a 12-day phone call. We can't help it. We just can't stop imagining the kind of devoted and determined sailor who would spend up to 288 consecutive hours with an ear to the phone listening to their beloved sleep or arbitrate the emptying of a dishwasher or discuss whether Shaq is going to find true happiness in Miami. That kind of 12-day devotion is the best confined to fantasy land, especially since it is illegal and clearly a sign that someone is in the wrong line of work. Why the 12-day phone call gotta be illegal?
I don't know.
You tell me, not theory. We got unlimited service. I think I should have the right to place a 12-day phone call. Don't you?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Don't tell me it's unlimited if it's not.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I can't say that enough.
You know, and I gotta say, when I had one of those things, what were they called, girlfriends? When I had one of those back in the day, back when I was a youngin', I used to leave the phone off the hook. I must have the phone tied up for at least 48 hours at one period. So I don't see that a 12-day phone call is so, you know, unimaginable.
Yeah, I think that's totally fine.
I think that should be fine by anyone, especially if you have unlimited service.
As a matter of fact, if anybody knows any milliwatts in Europe, I'm going to use this new service and have a 12-day phone call through a European milliwatt.
That would be great. That would be awesome.
There you go.
You know, Havoc or 9X Freak, if you're listening, write us an email from Spain or England or wherever the hell you are in Europe and give us some milliwatt numbers. Or maybe, do those time numbers ever disconnect out there?
Oh,
the talking clock. You could come by, pick up the phone, hear what time it is in England, be like,
yeah, we didn't even
12
need
hours
talk
ago.
In my room.
Yeah, put it on speakerphone.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be awesome.
I'll have it three-wayed into Bell's mind so people could dial up an extension and get the time from England for free. Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do. Oh, man, this poor company's going to get so abused.
Oh, man. Now, I gotta talk about this. Doug.
Yeah.
Did we ever badmouth Tron on this show?
I don't know.
He's messaging me saying that he'd provide us content if we didn't badmouth him. You know, I have nothing but love for our man Tron out there. I don't know what his deal is right now. You know?
I don't know. We might have made jokes once in a while, but we make jokes about Havoc, too. Especially you.
We make jokes about everyone on the show. Gay Doug, or engineer, accent, and theory at times.
You, how you read news like a six-year-old little girl.
Sometimes. I can't help it.
I said that to someone about how you read news, and I'm not going to say his name, but he was like, yeah, I know six-year-old kids that could read news better than him.
Owned.
I fear that.
Oh
hey,
my
I
God.
Told you. I told you, I'm just blessed.
Make fun of everybody.
I told you already, I'm dyslexic, and you know what? If they want their six-year-old daughter to, or whatever it is, six-year-old friend, I don't know who you're hanging out with, Doug, that knows these six-year-old girls, but if you wanna put that six-year-old girl on the phone and read the news, go right ahead. Help
next week. Out. Next Friday, Default Radio with our new co-host,
Amanda.
Amanda.
and boring, whatever. Fucking.
Are we gonna do default at DEF CON, by the way?
People have been wanting to talk about that. I was talking to some people about that. We're gonna try to do it at DEF CON. I want to do it at DEF CON.
Is there any way we can get a room, like, to host it or what?
I have no idea how DEF CON works. That's where you're gonna have to ask Lucky.
What are you talking about?
How the hell are we gonna do a show at DEF CON?
We're gonna be up pimping it in the Swizzy. Oh wait, that's not on Friday.
Yeah,
exactly.
I should have internet access in the hotel though. On Friday.
I have internet access.
Good enough.
It can't be dial up.
It's not gonna be dial up.
Yeah, it's
gonna
be one to the hotel.
Hotels, dude, this is Vegas, man. Even if we don't have internet access in our hotel, we'll go to another one that does.
No, but what I'm saying is that the hotel that we're staying on Friday night, which is not the ones that are on the other nights or whatever, you know, those I don't know if they would have internet access, though.
It doesn't matter if the one that we're staying at on Friday has internet access, because we go across the street and we plug our router in and everything else. All right,
just letting you know.
Or our hub or whatever.
Do you think airports would care if you bring, like, fucking mixers and microphones on the plane? They're going to be like, what's this?
Well, I looked at the prohibited list today, actually, from the TSA website, or whatever the hell it is, and it seemed like they were pretty tolerant of electronics. It seemed like they only care about weapons and pointy, sharp objects and stuff like that.
Right.
So I don't think you'd have any problem bringing audio or... in my case, voice over IP equipment or video equipment or anything like that.
Good. That's good news, then.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, I'm looking on the countries that you can call from this Lingo service, and Vatican City is one of them, so I think I may war dial Vatican City. They can't have that many phones.
War dial that baby up.
Dude, I'm going to call up the Pope. I'm going to put his number right up on Bell's Mind.
It's going to be the shit. Yeah, Bell's Mind is going to expand from MPA NXX to CC, City Code, NXX.
Yeah, see, that's one of the problems, actually, that I've thought about, is that if I want to do international stuff, I've got to make some significant code changes. And I don't know where to get, I don't know who's like NAMPA for Europe.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody out there does. Maybe somebody can tell me where to get, like, valid exchange lists and shit, if they even call them exchanges.
Well, I'm sure they call them exchanges, but...
Never know.
Yeah, I guess you really don't... You really never know anymore.
You know what? We do make fun of everyone on the show, but I guess there's a point to why Tron is bitching because of, like, I don't know, the Tron song.
What are you talking about?
I don't think we've ever made a song about Accident or you or anyone else. I think it's probably still the Tron song.
We didn't make that song.
Yeah, that's it.
What?
We've already
I wish we provided that.
We've already mentioned on the show in the past you more that we made that song.
Maybe you did.
No, we've already mentioned it on the show, but when you were fired. It was a season where you were on default.
You know what? I had no previous knowledge that that default radio was involved in the construction and the manufacturing of that song.
Fire.
So I am so sorry, Tron, that we would produce something like that. So
Lucky came up with the lyrics and everything. It was great.
I didn't come up with any lyrics. You sent that to me over AIM, and I was like, what the hell is this? And then you were like, we're going to play that at default.
Liar.
Dude. I had
nothing to do with the same. They always want to look good.
I had nothing to do with the production, construction, or manufacturing of that song or sound-like materials. And that's all I have to say about that. Much love goes out to my man, Tron. What?
I don't know. You're the host. Fucking say something.
I'm trying to see what the hell your response to my rebut is.
I don't have any response. Now next time.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. You see, his lack of response, Tron, means that he is the sole provider of such hideous and derogatory material. So, anyways. So, Not Theory, what are you up to?
Not much. I've just been working a lot.
What have you been working on, man? Where the hell have you been?
You know what? I cannot disclose what I do for a living, specifically. But, I've just been programming a lot. That's all I can say.
I have nothing but love for my man, Tron, and he's calling me a dissinguous little scene whore.
Amen to that, Tron.
You know what?
You may have a point there.
Dude, everyone can back Tron up on that comment.
Jesus.
Bring Darcy on the show. She'll even probably say that.
Say what?
I said, I think Tron should be the new host of Default Radio.
Fine.
Well, why doesn't he come on sometime? We could do a show with Tron.
We could.
We've always wondered about the show, but he's been on, you know, as just a caller of mine once in a while, so.
Yeah, he calls in every once in a while.
Yeah, when are we doing the call online again?
Yeah, when are we doing that again, Not There?
What are you asking me for? You guys got all kinds of, like, scripts set up and shit on Nick84's box? What's up?
And Nick84 doesn't have any bandwidth, and Doug's getting all kinds of weird shit going on with his voice pulse, so I guess. I thought you signed up for Voice Pulse Connect, didn't you?
Yeah, I signed up with it, but I don't have the computer right now with me.
I see. All right, so the call in
fucking
line.
Weeks to come. You know what though? Not Theory. Could we set that up at if we do a show at DEF CON? Could we set that up?
Yeah. We just got to talk about it. We got to get together and talk about it this weekend though. We can't leave it to the last minute.
Because I want to know for sure if we're going to do it. Because if we're not, then you know, because I'm not going to be. The week after DEF CON, I'm not going to be around, so we're not going to have an episode of Default Radio, and, you know, Rant Radio already knows that. But I want to at least try to get an episode. I don't want to be gone for 2 weeks, you know, but 1 week, you know, is okay, but I want to be there for at DEF CON. I think it would be really cool if we did a live show at DEF CON.
All right,
yeah.
We'll
set that up.
Sorry to interrupt you guys, but Tron has now called me an illiterate little troll and would like to correct me on my pronunciation. Of disingenuous. Disingenuous.
Disingenuous?
Disingenuous. Genuous? I don't know. apparently I'm an illiterate little troll, so,
English from Tron. Maybe that'll be a weekly segment on Default Radio.
Yeah, we should. We should have him come on and tell us how to pronounce words and give us stuff.
Whoa. Let's be clear. We'll have you mispronounce something, and then he'll correct you.
Call him a kid at the end. You know what, though? I got a question, though. And someone brought this to my point.
It's 8 o'clock.
It doesn't matter. If Tron is that upset, why does he bother listening? He does the same shit with Weitzer TV. He'll give Weitzer a whole bunch of shit like, oh, your show sucks. Why do you watch it, then? Don't watch it. If the show sucks so much, why do you watch it? Why do you fucking talk shit about the bin reforms, and yet you still try to get on there?
Yep.
I don't understand that. You know, you make fun of these bridges and shit. Oh, you know, your bridge sucks, but yet you still try to, you know, change your caller ID to get on there. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. It's like, if you feel so unwelcome, or you hate the show so much, you tune in every week. It's just like that show Tom Likas, where all the girls hate him, and they always call up and bitch at him and tell him how much they hate him and everything, but still they tune in every week and they're paying his salary.
Yeah, because they like to hear fucking shit that sucks. Look at that one show that's out here. It's actually national now, that fucking, with those two dumb whores and that one guy in the middle, some morning news show, oh yeah, Good Day something. Fucking, that show is the most dumbest show in the world, and even their email they get, like they actually read email. I remember seeing that they actually read email with people that hate it. Yet everyone's still going to watch that.
Yep.
I knew some dude that fucking like hated that show, but yet he would still turn it on. I'm like, why would you watch something you don't like?
I don't know. It's beyond me.
Tron is trying to interject, but I am not going to let him run the rest of this show.
Yeah, are we over anyway?
Yeah, we're over here. Is Textbox running tonight, or are, can
text
we go a little
Textbox, man, you're a moron. It's fucking Shoutbox. No, they're
Shoutbox.
They're still gone. I think they're still not on yet, so it doesn't. They're not gonna be on.
Either that, or they're pissed.
Well, no, I mean, if they wanted to, they could have kicked us off a long time ago. So it doesn't matter.
I see.
Anyways, I already told you this, that they're not gonna be on for a while.
All right.
But we gotta
wrap
it up.
Well, this
has
been a very special episode of Default Radio, episode 35. Shouts to my man Tron. I still love you, brother. And shouts to Not Theory and Royal for coming on the show to help us out, even though Royal's, like, been kicking it.
He's been the live studio audience.
Yeah, he's the live studio audience.
I'm giving the silent applause. I do apologize, but I was very unprepared, and I've been, I've been focusing and listening at the same time.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, so we're wrapping this up. This is the end of Default. You guys got anything else to say?
I got shots to 0 dB, and that's it.
I got. Go ahead, Roy.
No, you finish it, and I'll go ahead.
I got shouts to Code Monkey. I also got shouts to my friend Bliss, G.I. Joe, and, of course, Natus.
Aw, you fucker. You stole my shout. Anyways.
I already gave you shouts, you moron. Shut the hell up.
Hey, I'm the show. I'm the host. I end the show. I was gonna end it with a nice little shout to Natus. I was gonna tell him to wear yellow, pool number 2 Friday, and he'll know what I mean by that. And that's about it. Remember, kids, everything.
Wait. Royal had something to say.
Oh, go ahead, Royal.
God, you're the worst host. Can't read. You interrupt people.
Anyway, just quickly, I wanted to apologize to the audience for not showing up a while ago, but for the whole Redboxing thing, because my Redbox did break and I lost contact with some of the people for a little while.
Yes, that's true. But instead, we had Cursed do that demonstration for us, so it worked out fine. All right. Well, I guess that's about it. Gonna wrap this up now. Now remember, kids, and you too in the audience, wear yellow. Be real great. Ha ha ha.